Precisely, most of them have biblical symbols behind them.
Hey guys.
Hello.
It's
the good old douchebags.
Rachel and Allison back again for the last show of the semester.
Probably of the next, 3 months.
Yeah, definitely the next two. We're not coming back until February because both of us are going to be off campus for January. So, you know, don't miss us too bad. I might cry. I am going to cry. There's going to be some really awful point in the next couple months when I realize that Allison's not even on my side of the country.
I'm going to be soaking up some sun.
And I'm not. Fucking Georgia's not sunny. Really?
Yeah, no, that sucks balls. That's an awful place to be.
Oh, you're such a gentleman. tonight's... Ow. Tonight is kind of tentative. We're not really sure. Talked to a lot of people, so I think we're going to start with some music for me and Allison's sake. You know, taking the show back to its original roots, the, you know, Rachel and Allison show. It's nice.
There's nobody in here.
It's weird. That hasn't happened.
It hasn't really happened in maybe... time. Maybe my entire life.
Actually. So we're going to soak it up until people show up. I'm going to do a shout out right now to the Occupy movement in Boston that was supposed to get evicted at 12, and they didn't. Unfortunately, that means that it's going to happen when people aren't expecting it, which is great. But shout out to my brother because he did a shout out to me. He's not listening, but it doesn't really matter. Oh, Nat King Cole, girl.
I know what's up. So I have a really bad Christmas fetish. It's maybe unhealthy. But here's a song that you should all know.
I will say, before you play it, though, that I'm Jewish. So, listeners, it's okay.
Oh, yeah, it's okay.
Fuck Rick Perry for that commercial, by the way.
Oh, that was stupid. I'm not actually religious. Sorry if that's offensive, but I still celebrate Christmas. But I just fucking love
Christmas. I mean, I celebrate Christmas, too, so.
So it's all good.
Like, whatever.
Here is a song about Christmas by Nat King Cole.
Oh, guys.
Here.
So
here,
good.
Here we fucking go.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa la 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 la. Troll the ancient Yuletide carol, fa la 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 la. Blazing Yule before us. Strike the harp and join the chorus. Follow me in merry measure while I tell of Yuletide treasure. Follow la 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 la. Frost nipping at your nose.
Hey, you guys. All right, so that was just to get you guys all in the holiday cheer mood, because you know you're all going home soon within the week.
Nom, nom, nom,
hope
nom,
finals
nom.
Are going well. I hope everyone's excited to go home. I'm excited to sleep.
I think the fact that nobody's here is actually probably a good sign.
That people are doing their work.
They're being productive.
Can I be an ass and pat myself on the back? For a minute?
Sure.
It's our show. I can do what I want.
You can do whatever the fuck you want.
It's just you and me now, huh? All right. So I am like a horrible student. Not a horrible student. I just don't like doing work. She's humming, so she doesn't have to hear me. That's fine. I actually did my work early this time, and I'm proud of myself. And I'm just going to say that right now. And now I'm done. But now...
That was a poor tooting of the horn.
Well, I feel self-conscious.
Why is my battery not charging?
Yeah, we're afraid Allison's computer's going to... Try flipping it the other way.
You know what it is? What? It's just that this is not in all the way.
Oh, I love computers.
Technology?
Not our thing at all.
There we go.
You know what is our thing?
What?
I don't know. I really did have something
really
witty.
Conclusive.
I know, I had something good to say.
With
fuck you. Okay, play something I can get excited to. That's literally, there's nobody here.
There's nobody.
It's never happened before.
And I have to pee.
I mean, my boyfriend's not even here. And I just left his room watching the Occupy movement, and he is not really into that. So him and Colin are probably talking about being terrorists.
What are you in the mood for?
Well, I want to dance, but it could just be you and me dancing.
I have to pee.
Oh, go pee. Go pee. I'll fucking pick it, man. You know, I want Simon and Garfunkel. Get up.
Okay.
Oh, God. Okay.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
Yo, Simon, she's going to pee in the woods. It's great. So Simon and Garfunkel is like my fucking thing. Actually, speaking of which, my dad is the one who raised me on them. Never been so happy with the choice of my parents as I was when he introduced me to them. So I'm going to keep talking for a moment while I see what she's got. I'm going to play this song. Probably going to play a couple songs. Deal with it. And that's really all right.
Slow down and move too fast. You got to make the moment last. Just kicking down. You know when I come to watch your flowers growing, ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it, do do, feeling groovy. Da 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 da, feeling groovy. I got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. I'm dappled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy. Yeah.
would just like to point out that it's still fucking weird in here. There have been zero.
Wait.
Oh.
No, go. Zero people.
Zero people. Okay. In the yurt.
But. The best part about that is that me and Allison can look like damn fools.
Complete fools.
Because like, okay. I mean, I'm gonna toot our mutual horn.
Mutual.
Usually
the
there's
brain's
a
horn.
The brain's horn, that thing that's suspended just above our heads. So we usually have upwards of like 30 people in here sometimes.
Around about.
And it's great. It's fun. Everyone's great. I love you all because I think maybe possibly some of you are listening. Probably not because everyone's doing whatever they do. But right, I think it's nice.
I think it's nice.
We've been wanting it for a while.
You can see the moon through the moon roof.
Oh, God. The thing that the Omnia is in, right? Whoa!
Yeah.
You're fucking right.
The sky is a little blue.
Oh, it looks so good,
but
guys.
But it's black blue.
This is the best thing about December. The sky always looks fucking dope. All right, so pick a song. I'm going to ramble for a moment.
Okay.
I'm
going to pick a song. It's a little slower than dance mode calls for, but I'm picking it. This will make sense in a second. It was my audition song for the Crazy Pitches, which I got into, which I was very excited about. And the reason I bring this up and why I'm going to play this song is because tomorrow
is Friday.
That's Friday. Well, today.
Tomorrow night. Oh, it is.
Later tonight. Today night.
Whatever. Fuck
that one.
Keep
going. we're having a show. It's not just our show, but there's a show with the Crazy Pitches in the Red Barn. We're going to go on at about 10:30, but you should show up at 9 because Kids' Choice is playing, Jordan Besser's playing, yeah. Handsome Jake, I think, is playing.
Yes, he is. Someone else is playing. Oh, and obviously Stimulus Package is playing, but right. I'm sure you already know that.
And also a band called Swift Taylor, which is a...
Oh, no. I mean
sure it's a terrible
great,
name.
But I'm scared.
But it's Derek who got his ear mauled.
Oh, okay.
By wait. Forrest's face. Yeah, that one. Yeah, he's going to be playing.
That was really exciting.
That was exciting.
I will say that just because Jordan's not here and he was supposed to
he
be...
He was supposed to be here.
I know, but he's sleeping.
I really hope he's listening during his sleep so he has bad dreams.
Oh, baby.
No.
Baby, that's cold. That's,
he promised cold. Me that I he know. Would sing Baby, It's Cold Outside and Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
I know.
And he's not here.
I know. But he's resting for a show. So point being, you should all go. We're all going to be there. In fact, you know what? Say hi to us. I don't know if anyone's listening, but I like when people talk to me. And it only happens sometimes because I think I'm abrasive.
I think you're abrasive.
Oh.
Aww.
I love you.
Kay.
Okay, we're going to play a song.
Here's a song. It's by Mira, Cold, Cold Water.
I saddled up my pony. To the ghostly night, it was wide, wide open, wide, wide open. I left the only home I knew. I stayed alone.
Thank you. Nick. Now I'm not frontin' rock, I know the territory. Go ahead and try, that's a different story. Similar to Grim, I could tell a better one. All about a kid who couldn't rap and didn't run. Stands on the side, where the mic is getting done. Resorts to begging Billy, asking could he have some. No, never ever, go back and try again, man. If you come back, I'll be the first to shake your hand. Competition's good, it brings out the vital parts. The abstract, poetic, majors in recital arts. Do it for the kids, the elders and the rap peers. We know the job is done. When we hear a lot of cheers, gotta feel the vibe. Word for my creation, if the hands clap, I'm filled with elation. Here I am, ghetto, full with a lot of steam. I think I gotta scream. Cause that's how good it feels, child, let your head down. So we could get buck wild, do your ill dance. Go think about the next man, we must have unity. And think of the bigger plan, the vision we will fall. We must stick together, see, I like to take this time to say what's up to Cool G, the name is Q-Tip. The Midnight Marauder, give enough respects to Afrika Bambaataa. As a man in the world, I must do my job. Take care of Mama Duke, I won't resort to Rob. Bob, you get your dough, Mace is my witness. Obsessed with the rap, but it's the mental fitness. Like shooting CeeLo, and always hitting head cracks. The industry is luck, winning with the fake raps. Beats to the tools, pump the real hip hop. Not selling out, from hard rock to disc jock.
I don't know what to say, but here I go freaking. If the papes come, then you know I'll seek it. I'm just a short brother, dark skin face. Weigh a buck 50, 36 waist. Hair is crazy curly, flip like Mr. Furley. To this day, I still believe that no MC can serve me. Others try to front, but everybody know. I get more props than the Arsenio Hall. So party animal I was, but now I chill at home. All I do is write rhymes, eat, drink, shit, and bone. Find my thrill in Amityville.
I'm always in the island, fudging lucky know the time. They know who keeps me smiling. Go out on my own, something that I gotta do. Do what the hell I want and have no one to listen to. I'm prompt with my business and I do things on the double. Yo, I'm out like Buster Douglas. I say peace to MC Trouble. Rest in peace.
Word up, rest in peace. And you know what else? We got the vibe. All the people in Long Island, we got the vibe. Brooklyn and Queens, we got the vibe. Uptown and Nauru, we got the vibe. For upstate, we got the vibe. If you're in D.C., you got the vibe. Maryland, Virginia, Carolina, vibe. Out west, we got the vibe. In the Bahamas, we got the vibe. Over in Europe, you know what? We got the vibe. We got to keep alive, it goes on. Rap, I'm a fan. I've seen a whole lot of slums, good with the girls. I get a whole lot of butts, from Fat to Skinny, Frida to Winnie, Emma to Cindy, Constance to Wendy. Cause I be real friendly, never on the snotty side. I don't brag to brothers about the little tricks I got. My styles can vary. The sight is never scary, it's only legendary. My father well prepared me, my job ain't temporary. I'm here for the long shot, better yet the long term. I don't have a perm, in a way I do. Call them the permanaps. I'm crazy, slap happy, and I'm scrappy, and I'm happy. When I get the mic in my hand with the crowd in the stand, it's as good as grand like that. Y'all wanna say peace and dedicate this joint to MC Trouble, and to Trouble T. Roy, and to Scott LaRock, and to Cowboy. You know what I'm saying? This is for the slain rappers and the fallen rappers. You know what I'm saying? This is a special dedication, and also to my pops. And also to Vinny's mom, you know what I'm saying? You just gotta keep it happy and keep the vibe going. Cause this is vibes and stuff. And we out.
We was known for the 60s, for Panthers and hippies. Now we known for murders, pimps, and 360s. Sideshows, high-speed chases, too. And a crack epidemic that'll turn you blue. And an AIDS epidemic that could end you, too. It's the yay, baby bubba, and I thought you knew. Oakland to Vallejo, Vallejo to the Zay. The Zay to the Skull, a.k.a. as the Bay. Unique, so to speak, in a whole lot of ways. We hardly get the love, cause we close to L.A. We got our own slang, but everybody took it. Now we going dumb down the Ave, driving crooked.
It's the way we lay in the bay. In the bay.
Look at Little Cuddy Cove on the Northern Pacific. Beach always cold, so don't get the game twisted. Thugs reppin' cess to the death, packing biscuits. Weed almost legal, the trees is terrific.
We got cannabis clubs.
Filipinos and blacks, Latinos from all over the map. Chinese and Vietnamese, so don't get jacked. Samoans, Indians, Tongans, Thais. It's the Bay, homie, and we multiplies. We never act shy when it's time to ride. And we claim Tupac as a source of pride.
And we claim Tupac as a source of pride.
Let it go, let me bless the flow, my people. Here we go, here we go, here we go. From the streets to the beach, flatlands to peace, to the freaks in the jeeps driving by, to the heat, need to see, to the cops on the beat, to the rich living sweet, to the poor feeling weak, to the youth and the beast, HB, Third Street, telegraph to the Ave, north to the deep east, telegraph to the Ave, north to the deep east, telegraph to the Ave, north to the deep east, to the youth and the beast, HB, Third Street, telegraph to the Ave, north to the deep east.
Yeah.
All right. So the reason I played that song is because I'm very excited
to go
be going home to the Bay. I might cry.
Don't cry.
I won't cry.
Okay.
Rachel, what do you want to play?
I really want to play Where's My Mind by the Pixies, if that's okay.
That's exactly what we're going to do.
I know it's a change of mood, but...
No, it's not.
I love this song.
This is perfectly cohesive.
Yeah. this mic is struggling. I don't know how to fix it.
He just did it.
No.
All right. It's good. All
right, that works. All right.
So here's Where's My Mind by the Pixies, album Surfer Rosa, supposedly. Who really knows?
I
torrent everything.
Oh, don't say that.
I mean,
what? She buys it legally from iTunes.
From a store called Torrent.
Shh.
No, it's not. All right, here we go.
Stop. Yeah. hang low on my shirt, nah, like monkey brains and banana. I hit it with my antenna, put soap in my eye, make it red so I look raw, raw, raw. So I woke up with my whole liquor on and found out I like Canada. We shoot into the song is up, little boys are acting up, and baby mothers are going crazy, and the leaders all around cracking up. We go rich, we fry, price and living in a shanty town. Seems very high, but we still like T.I., but we still learn fly. Dancing as we're shooting up and looting just to get by. We'll be right back.
So a series of things happened. First of all, we played $20, which I know we've played so many times, but fuck all of you. It's my favorite song.
It's really your favorite song.
Yeah, it is. But it mentioned Where's My Mind, so yeah, it was right, relevant.
It was relevant.
Yeah.
I want to apologize. I forgot that song was like 10 minutes long.
It was really long. I like it a lot. It's just, yeah, I'm falling
asleep.
I mean,
it says 8:22. I just forgot.
I think it's longer than 8 minutes.
But that was like way too mellow, so we're going to amp it up a bit. I'm going to pick something weird. If you'll just give me a second. Let's see. What do people want to listen to? What you should do is
we'll do that. I mean, we like that.
We've done that like a million times. But no, we're going to do it.
Yeah, we can do whatever the fuck we want.
Well, if we're doing that...
So we'll talk about that for a second while Allison looks for the song. So the night I met Clara and Carly and their friend Caleb, who doesn't at all remember me at all. Yeah, we... No, wait. So here's the story. No, you... Shut up. All right. So it was like the first... It was. I saw it. Yeah, it was true. Yeah, it was totally true. So... No, I did not fucking say that, dude. I wasn't drunk. All right, I have to tell the story. Okay, fuck, man.
I was on the ground.
Yeah, you were on the ground like the whole night.
Yeah,
it was like, it was just a lot of love. And like, I was like, I don't know who the fuck this girl is, but like, hi, Claire. Like, we're naked. Okay, so here's the story. So it was the first week of school, and we were going to go to the cornfields and run naked.
Right.
With some people. And we get to the tennis courts to get to the cornfields, and all of a sudden there's a bunch of fucking people there playing music and drinking and water, and tea. Fuck that.
Coffee.
So much coffee. Okay, so but basically, it took about 5 minutes of us sitting there and getting 40 that we decided that we were not gonna fucking make it to the tennis courts. I mean,
cornfields.
Thank you, everyone.
Good
the cornfields. And we suggested that we just go for it at the tennis courts. So we suggested it that we take off our clothes to a couple of people. And Forrest, who was totally not influenced by anything, was the first to get naked and just started running around. So
we got naked.
Obviously. And there was like eight of us originally. And then all of a sudden, all these people showed up coming out of like the woods, and they all got naked. And
all we don't actually know the whole story.
Okay. It was one of my first. It was the first weekend at Hampshire.
Yes. And Carly and I were in a bonfire in the woods. But as we were walking to the bonfire, we saw a bunch of freshmen on the tennis courts and stopped. And we hung out there and we were like, this is kind of boring. So we went back to the bonfire where on the walk, Carly ate shit in the mud. It was raining that night. So like she started screaming at all of us. Okay, then we got bored of the bonfire, walked back expecting the boring tennis court scene, but to our surprise, there were many naked, lovely ladies running around, and we were like, wow, our class is great. Yes, someone rapped to me naked.
Should I tell the story of the flopper?
I had a headlamp on, which is something you're not supposed to have at a naked party.
We had flashlights.
And, I didn't know anyone, so I was introducing myself to people, but when you're wearing a headlamp and you're at a naked party and you look down, they can tell because the spotlight shines wherever you're looking. So I was looking at some guy's dick, and he noticed because the light was on it. So he said something to me like, hey, do you want me to flop it? And I didn't know what that meant, and I didn't know what to say, and I was really embarrassed. So I just shook my head, like, no. And then he started to flop it anyways. It was really gross. And ever since then, I've always told people to be careful for the flopper. And I don't know his real name.
But Allison and I rolled around.
For a while.
She was naked. I wanted to join in, so I took off my sweater.
Yeah, she was wearing a bra. I remember this.
For the record.
It was like,
I did take off my shirt for
I saw that. I'm gonna.
Oh, was this after we were spinning so fast that we fell down?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
and I ate shit, and I had cuts all over me.
Yeah, it was easy as fuck. And I will say that that's actually the night that we met Jordan Blues and Mr. Hank Brakely. And I believe Hank told me and Allison that we had very nice dresses on, which is funny.
Because we weren't wearing dresses. Anything.
Nothing at all. It was probably one of the best nights on Hampshire. And thank you for letting us do that little recounting. However, I'm going to make the executive decision, I hope it's okay with Allison, that we're going to probably shut down around 2.
I'm
going to leave around 2.
By that. But I do have a song that I have to play after this, which no one's going to enjoy except for me and possibly a boy in Arizona.
I'm going to fucking leave you to that and have fun. No, I'll stay. It's
okay. Fine. Here's Biz Markie, just a friend.
A Clara suggestion.
Clara. We'll play. I think she suggests it every time she's in here, but you know. There's an advertisement.
Oh, okay, so we're going to talk for about 30 seconds.
About
the guy's eyes
seconds.
Turning red, he's rapping.
Sometimes I get confused.
It's an Adidas commercial.
How these things convince people to buy something.
It's working.
He's zipping up his jacket.
Real flat. Oh, wow. Oh.
His eyes are changing
his
so
eyes
many
keep
colors.
Doing some weird shit.
It's like he's on drugs.
He
makes
probably
me want
is.
Those shoes.
Ooh. Oh, wow, his eyes are dilating. Adidas color. Available at Champs sports stores. Okay, fuck
right,
this.
Here we go.
Your mom's is so poor, she went to McDonald's and put a shake or a layaway. Is your mother so old, she knew Central Park when it was just a plant? Your mom's hair so nappy, she gotta take painkillers to comb her hair. Forget them girls, man.
What's up? What's up?
Yo, I got a little story to tell you.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks since she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. This is what I'm going to say.
You got what I need. But you say he just a friend. And you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he's just a friend.
So I took blah blah's word for it. This time I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding. How it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed someone was brewing. I called her room, a guy picked up and then I called her again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend.
surprise visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day, I know she was there, the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was a dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was, and I was on my way to see my baby doll, I was happy to say. I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event. So I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend.
All right, all right. So we're going to play one more song.
One more.
And this is, you want to do the shout out?
I want to do the shout out.
All right, go for it.
This is for, that one.
It's for Nate. They didn't hear that. He's from Arizona. Can I say happy
birthday to Ivy Budenhagen? It's Ivy's birthday. Happy birthday, Ivy Budenhagen.
Carly's birthday's on Sunday. My birthday is next Monday. Carly's finally 18. You hear that?
Finally legal, girls, boys.
I'm not totally sure.
This is for Nate. He knows why. I hope there's not an ad.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Got a little special thing I'd like to do tonight. Play a little song for you about the nastiest, freakiest little sex puppet I know, Fiona. This one's for you, baby. Happy anniversary.
She doesn't go, still she's on a